AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP the FBI searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida as part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House. The AP's Eric Tucker reports the Justice Department is evaluating several things.
What sort of information was located? How classified was it? What did Donald Trump know about what was there? And did the information carry the potential to harm the national security of the United States if exposed?
Former President Trump says agents opened up a safe at his home and described their work as an unannounced raid. He likened to prosecutorial misconduct. The FBI and Justice Department have not confirmed the search. Professor Jeffrey Engel is director of the Center for Presidential History at Southern Methodist University.
I'm having a hard time finding anything that breaches the scale and the importance of a former president being raided for documents. Former presidents have had legal issues, but never one in the criminal space that would require this kind of raid and this kind of investigation.
Today at the White House.
What a 6 weeks it has been for the Senate.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, as President Biden signed a $280 billion bipartisan bill to boost domestic high-tech manufacturing, part of his administration's push to boost competitiveness over China.
A once-in-a-generation investment in America itself. A law that the American people can be proud of.
Taiwan is warning Chinese military drills aren't just a rehearsal for an invasion of the self-governing island, but also reflect ambitions to control large swaths of the Western Pacific. The warning comes as Taipei conducted its own exercises to underscore it's ready to defend itself. Jury selection started today in the second trial of two men charged with conspiring to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, over her coronavirus restrictions. And Whitmer has also announced she tested positive for the coronavirus. This is AP News. Serena Williams says she is ready to step away from tennis. Williams told Vogue magazine she doesn't like the word retirement, but wants to focus on having another child and her business interest. Williams is playing this week in Toronto at a hardcourt tournament, and hints the upcoming U.S. Open may be her last tournament.
I don't know. I guess there's just a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. I'm getting closer to the light.
A reporter said Williams must be joking.
I'm not joking.
Serena Williams is approaching her 41st birthday and has won more Grand Slam singles titles in the professional era than any other woman or man. What does giving up tennis mean to her?
Freedom. Yeah. I love playing, though. It's amazing, but... You know, it's like, I can't do this forever.
Serena Williams says she will relish these next few weeks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.